Ray Jones is a junior at Natrona County High School, this year's Poetry Out Loud state champion. It's a competition held around the country where high schoolers recite original poems. Wyoming Public Radio's Nina Rao sits down with Jones to talk about winning the competition, what's next for the national championships, and what got Jones into poetry.
I used to do poetry a lot of time in elementary school. Like, I've always loved reading and stuff, and I used to have these little poetry books and like the nursery rhyme books. So it's always been something that caught my attention, and I didn't start writing poetry or anything until like maybe seventh grade, because we had like a writing club and we'd all go and talk about stuff we wrote, and it was super cool.
So you've been doing this since you were a child?
Yeah.
Why do you do it? Why do you do poetry?
I really like the emotion and stuff behind it. And I've always loved to read, but having these short little things was always so freeing, because like I could be bored and be like, oh, I only have a few minutes, so I'm going to read like maybe a few poems instead of like a whole book contrary. Or just in general, I really liked some of the stories. Like, I always read Edgar Allan Poe stuff, and I'd always been into like Oscar Wilde and like little things like that.
Are these people also your source of inspiration?
Yeah, I really do love taking inspiration from Edgar Allan Poe. He has a lot of personification in his pieces and heart, you know.
What do you like to write poetry about?
I like to write poetry kind of about life and like nature. And I skateboard a lot, so I like to see, like, I get to see around town a lot of the time. And it just, like, people inspire me. Like, just seeing a normal family or something walking past, I'm like, whoa, I want to make a story or something from that.
Does it run in the family?
Yeah, I have a lot of really creative family members. My dad is really creative. He does like cinematography stuff and used to write raps and knows a lot of people who do. So it's super cool. My grandma used to be a reading and writing teacher. And so I always had like a really close connection to literature. And then when I was bored, I would be stuck inside a lot of the time. So I would just find something to write or like reading from other things. I like to think I have a broad vocabulary because of that.
So you mentioned that you applied to Poetry Out Loud last year.
Yes. First time I had applied to compete, it was like something our whole class was doing. When I had entered was in pretty sure 10th grade. And then it was like right up my alley because I was like, whoa, heck yeah. And so I, of course, like jumped on that as soon as I could.
Because you're doing this the second time, you're competing the second time, were you nervous or?
I was a little nervous still because like, I honestly did not see myself getting nationals like this time around. All I wanted was to beat myself last year. I just so badly wanted to be like above, because like, I realized what I did wrong last time around and I was like, I'm going to fix it this year and that's all I'm working towards. So it was more like a put it to myself kind of moment.
Yeah. And then you're going national now. What's going to happen and what's next?
So before we got to go to Cheyenne to perform to see who would win state, and we got to like get a tour of the Capitol building and perform on a stage. But this year, with it being held virtually, I had to record at my school, and normally I'd go to Washington, D.C. and perform, but now I have sent my videos in, and I believe I'm just waiting for them to be judged and everything, and so it was more different because we didn't get to see the other poets and stuff that, like, normally be competing against. All I know is that it's just going to be judged, and out of the, like, 52 people, we'll see who wins.
Do you feel like you missed out?
I feel like I missed out. I love meeting new people and especially people from different parts of my home. So it was really beautiful, especially people that are like into the passion that you're into. So I do definitely think I missed out a bit this year.
Right. Yeah. And so is this what you want to be doing forever, you think?
I think as a hobby, I'll always be in love with literature and poetry and like write it as much as I can. But I don't know if I'd ever do it as a job or something. But like, I've always wanted, it's like my dream to go to a poetry slam, like at a coffee shop, you know, or like just something and perform it because it's so much fun.
All right, Ray. Good luck.
Thank you.
That was Nina Rao speaking to Poetry Out Loud state champion Ray Jones.